This is news director Larissa Donovan continuing on the campaign trail for the Meet the Candidates series for Bemidji Now and its associated podcasts. Joining me in studio today is John Carlson. He's one of the two candidates running for Beltrami County District 5, which with redistricting does not currently have an incumbent to challenge. So welcome to the studios, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So for those who may not know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how long you've been in the area, things like that.
Sure. I came up to Bemidji State in, do I have to say the year? I came to Bemidji State to go to college, after a number of years, graduated. I was a chief financial officer and controller for a medical company for about 20 years. At which point an opportunity to get into insurance came up. And so my wife and I decided to engage in an American Family Insurance agency. And we did that for 22 years and then retired in 2017. And since then, I have been helping my son at his business doing his bookkeeping.
Oh, okay.
Having fun, going in a few hours a day, whatever.
That's easy.
Yeah.
So what drew you to government? Why did you throw your hat in the ring?
Well, it's interesting. I've had a number of leadership positions in different organizations that I've been involved in. One of them was the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, and I was the state president. And, of course, when you get into those kinds of positions, things sort of seem to roll and people sort of gravitate to, hey, maybe you'd be interested in doing this because I see you're a leader.
Yes, we call that voluntelling.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And so I was approached to run for the Minnesota House in 2008, and I did, and I was defeated by John Purcell. Then 2 years later, was approached to run for the Minnesota Senate against Mary Olson and prevailed in that election. But that was the only two-year term every 10 years for a Minnesota State Senate because of the redistricting. So I had 2 years at the Minnesota Senate, and then they redistricted again, and then I was matched up with Tom Saxog from Grand Rapids. And it was a close race, but Tom won, and Tom and I are friends, and so that was great. I told him good luck, and actually, there are some times that being an outstate legislator can be trying because it really does take up a lot of time for...
Right. You got to be there how many months?
And it's not just that. It's the districts are so large and you have so many school districts and so many counties. I had five counties I represented partially and then other people partially represented them. And people want you to come to their meetings and cities and school board meetings. And so there was a lot of travel. But it was interesting. It was fun. I had a very enjoyable experience. I was able to get 28 pieces of legislation passed in 2 years. And I think you do that because you get along with people and you're able to work with anybody and everybody and build consensus. And so I think that kind of was always in the back of my mind. After my race with Tom and Tom won, I was content to not doing anything again,
right?
Threw all the signs away, all of that sort of thing, and then I was approached after this redistricting again. Was approached by some people that said, "Hey, Jim Lukacek's no longer in that district, and we think you should run." So I was thinking about it, and the filings came and went, the beginning of the filing period came and went. And I waited about 7 to 10 days or so. I don't remember exactly what it was, and no one filed. And I said, well, someone has to step up. And I knew I would have the skills and the time to commit. And so I said, well, I'll do that. And then it wasn't shortly after that then when Sandy filed also. So just the two of us. We didn't have a primary, so that's good. I haven't actually met Sandy, but I'm sure we will at some point during the campaign. I've heard good things about her. Yeah.
Right. And, it seems like you want to run a pretty positive campaign.
Absolutely.
Working together with folks and stuff. What are some of the issues in Beltrami County that you hope that your skill set would be able to help fix?
Well, I think budget, for one thing, because of my background as an accountant, I think working with budgets will come naturally to me. I'm not real familiar at this point with all the complexity of the budget, although from being on the state side as a state senator, I understand that there's a lot of mandates that come down from the state to the counties that aren't funded. Mm. And so now it's left to the counties to fund them. And then when we get to a county like Beltrami, where we have so much land that's untaxable, that now you're talking about half of the land mass to do real estate taxes with. So it's difficult. So it'll definitely be a challenge. I know that will, but I think that's an area of strength that I have. Another area I know is that our infrastructure, you know, that's the big thing for counties is infrastructure.
We got a lot of roads in this county.
We have a lot of roads and we have a lot of buildings. And the biggest thing that's going to be coming up is the jail. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend that first meeting when the consultants rolled out their 7 points of what you could do with the jail, do nothing, dotted.
Right. Some of their points seem a little more appealing than others, but it depends on what's appealing versus like investing all this cost for a great new big thing or expanding it. It may even be just as costly, if not more.
Sure. And what's eye-opening is that actually doing nothing could be even more expensive, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that the current board is the one that's going to tackle it. I talked to Craig Gosvig, and he indicated that they are going to have to deal with it, and they will make some decisions before their time is up. Some of them may be coming back, some may not. Richard Anderson's up.
Craig Gosvig's up.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's up. and so it'll be interesting to see what choices they make. I intend to be involved in terms of going to the meetings. I think another one's coming up on September 21st or 2nd.
24th or 22nd. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It's on my calendar. I'll get a beep.
Yeah. There you go.
And so it'll be interesting to see what public comments came in. It'll be interesting to see where the board is leaning and what they think they're going to do. If they decide that they're going to need to bond for that, one of the challenges is going to be getting the state to go along with that bonding process. If that's the case and if that's the direction they go, then I think it would be incumbent on me, if I win the election, to take a lead role, if possible, in doing that lobbying with the state, because I know still half of the people there. You know, and I think that would be a natural for me to be able to go down and lobby on behalf of the county during those times that are appropriate.
So Beltrami County government, county government generally is pretty boring and stuff, but what are some of the priorities you think the Beltrami County Board of Commissioners should take in their meetings and how they conduct their business?
Well, I think just, again, focusing on infrastructure and balancing a budget, you know, and trying to keep the tax levy as low as possible and yet provide services that are necessary and those that are mandated, of course. So I think that's really the big thing is making sure that we take care of our infrastructure. That's what counties do.
All right, and there has been quite a bit of talk as of late in our community about the Bemidji Public Library and potential budget cuts that the library may be facing, at least from the county's funding stream. Do you have any thoughts or comments about how the county government has been handling this budget process as far as the library is concerned?
My understanding is, and I don't know from an inside perspective, but my understanding is that there was some concerns about the procedures from the Kichigami Library system and what they're doing with funds, and there's some $500,000 here and million there,
yeah.
And it's like, and so I think it's probably a good idea for a county to take a pause and say we need some answers. It's not that we're not willing to fund a library because it's an important asset in our community. However, we need to make sure that there's good audits in place, some, you know, that we know that the money's going where it's supposed to go.
Okay. And any other issues that you have been hearing from as you've been on your campaign trail? Any issues that some of your potential constituents have brought to your attention?
You know, really, it's about the infrastructure. The jail project, again, is going to be a big thing. And I think making sure that we adequately fund our sheriff's department. And again, the jail's a big part of that. And so I've talked with a couple of the candidates for sheriff, and I think they both kind of agree that they think it's really going to be a necessary investment to make. And I think it's important for commissioners to listen to the department heads, the sheriff's department, the engineering department, the health and human services department. Those are the professionals on the ground that we pay to do the day-to-day work. And so I think it's important to listen and make sure that we understand what the issues are and be prudent with our dollars.
Anything else about your campaign today, John, before I let you go?
No, I think everything's going well. We're going to start putting signs out probably later this week, maybe not till next week. But it's very low key. I want to be of service if I can, and if our constituents say they want me to be of service, great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in to share a little bit about your campaign with us. John Carlson for Beltrami County District 5.